Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Aaron Hagiak, who's the CEO and founder of ClearX. Aaron, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to be talking more today about something we should be talking more about in our podcast series, which is the role of blockchain and the presence of this technology and what it might enable a lot of companies in our space to do. We'll be talking about some of the problems involved that this technology solves and how blockchain B2B enabled commerce might be a really great opportunity, something really big for you to add and to think about in the year that's just beginning. But Aaron, before we get into all that, what is ClearX?
So ClearX is a software company specialized in B2B trade automation based on blockchain technologies and other innovative technologies. Basically, we came to solve the problem of B2B commerce and the friction around B2B commerce. Whether it's around the negotiation phase, whether it's around the quoting, ordering, and reconciliation and settlement. And we specialize in markets where there are no big central marketplaces for a reason. Telecom marketplace, telecom is one of the markets that behave like that. You don't have a centralized marketplace for connectivity or for roaming. And this is due to the structure of the telecom space. And ClearX provides a solution. It's a platform that gets installed on the cloud or on-premise for different customers to be part of a network to allow them to do automatic actions for automating their trades. This is done by taking the commercial agreements, translating them into smart contracts, which are constructs of blockchain, and by that allowing automatic reconciliation, calculation, and settlement between the parties.
Now, Aaron, you said you solve a problem. That's what you came to do as a company, right? What problem are you solving?
So we are solving the problem that B2B trade, even today, is very manual. So if you look at the standard process of a company asking a carrier for a quote, it takes a while until they bring the quote, especially if they need to get quotes from other carriers in the supply chain to fulfill it. Once an order is placed, there is time for the order to take place. Now, there are some provisioning issues, but also the commercial issues that happen. And even when an invoice is being issued, this invoice takes time to get reviewed. Sometimes the amounts are not meshing. And then there are Excels and CSV files going back and forth, some phone conversations, Teams conversations, or whatever, to try and resolve these issues. So there are many areas within a B2B transaction that are today manual and lengthy, and we are taking the complexity out of that by creating automation.
Yeah, why is there an advantage to this? It sounds like, to me, this is very reminiscent when cloud was being introduced. You know, it wasn't just, you know, here's a new technology, but a kind of different mentality, a different way to engage the customer. And I think you're asking us to do that again. So where's the advantage?
So there are several levels of advantages. The first advantage is around efficiency. So if you want to be able to answer an RFP from a customer and you want to do it much faster than you do it today, you need a way to automate your quoting process. If you have to process invoices or do collection for invoices. In today's reality, sometimes you wait for 6 months or 8 months until you can collect the money in certain areas. And by having automation of that, you can do this not even monthly, but several times a month. So times to money becomes faster and times to value for the customer becomes faster. And then if you look on top of that, when you see all the new on-demand type of business models, if it's connectivity on demand, if it's the new use cases around 5G that's going to come with network slicing, is it about edge compute that needs to be on demand, all these kind of use cases, you put them in the existing infrastructure that is so manual and slow today, and it won't work. I mean, the current ecosystem, the current operating system of the industry cannot serve these type of things. And we are providing this new way of companies to be able to be compatible and future-proof into these type of use cases while achieving efficiency for their current products immediately.
Now, what about the customer experience? You've been just talking a little bit about, I get paid more, it's better secure, I get these. What about the customer experience? Is that improved or changed?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great point. I mean, the customer experience and using a kind of one of our customers is extremely improved because he can get prices faster. He can do things on demand. He knows that everything that he needs to pay is already been validated. So the customer experience extremely improved, and he gets an experience that is similar to the cloud experience in the sense that he can order online, he can he gets a build in a way that he understands, and not the same way as the traditional B2B ordering, which is a lot of emails and waiting time and so on. So absolutely, customer experience is going to be improved. And as customers have been getting used to cloud as kind of a standard for experience, once there will be more and more companies that are supporting this type of experiences, they will gain also probably more customers, and we'll see more volume coming at their side, which is the revenue increase part, which is might be the most important one for some of the participants.
Now, as an administrative or internal issue, does what you do work with existing accounting systems? So, you know, we already have a way that we manage ourselves and manage our cash flow, payroll, all that stuff and so on. Does it interact with these existing systems, or do I have to start over again?
No, of course it is interact. So the way that our system is built is that it enables integration with your financial systems. So we have customers that are integrating with their SAP systems, others are integrating with different ERP systems. So this is we are not trying to replace the general ledger of the company. Rather, we are working on the area that is between the companies, the commerce that happens between the companies. Each company still writes to their own general ledger as a result of what's happening. But what you get is a single source of truth for both your contract and the calculation. So the billing statement that comes out of our system are identical for both sides. And because of that, they are saving all the discrepancies and disputes that are happening on a normal basis.
So let's dive a little bit further into you. You were talking about this improved cash flow, that we're going to speed up the time to cash and so on. But why is that? In other words, what's occurring at the customer level that wants to make him or enable him to pay me faster or better?
So take for example the experience that you have today with cloud, as you mentioned. You usually have a credit card there, and you get billed every billing cycle that you have on the cloud and everything that you use. If you've been having a standard B2B relationship, you issue a PO, you get a quote, you'll answer for this, then you get an invoice, you might pay immediately, or we might check some things, maybe you dispute the invoice. The more disputes that you have, the later you're going to pay. So on an average, when you look on a carrier business, you see that he gets a lot of his payments delayed because of these issues of the manual system that you currently have. By having an automated system that works like that, this happens in most of the time automatically as disputes are being resolved by the system.
Is it possible to white label? A lot of people in our industry sort of are very proud of, that they have a billing system, maybe not their own, but they're actually white labeling from someone else, or they're in fact offering a white label service. Is this something you can white label? Is this something that carries your brand?
I mean, the way it's currently working is that to interact with another party that works with our system, you need to have our system installed. So there is no much sense around white labeling at this stage. It might be in future versions where we're going to offer some different services that we might enable white labeling, or more reasonably will just allow using APIs and our SDK to get these type of services within your existing solution.
So would it be attractive to companies that you know, sort of gets back to the issue of, you know, how I relate to my customers? What am I presenting my customers?
Our current solution is used mainly on a wholesale environment. So this is used between different carriers to settle their business. And between these carriers, the fact that you are you have a ClearX system, you're part of the platform, is something that our customers are proud of. So they're happy to say, hey, we are innovative. We've implemented a blockchain-based solution. You should also get such a solution and have an automated commerce with us. So we are still in the life cycle of this type of technology that is actually something that companies are proud of and not trying to put it, you know, under a white label. And it's not to their kind of external customers on the enterprise and stuff like that. This is at a moment just handling the commerce within the wholesale community.
Can your service be offered alongside an existing service? Can there be a choice? In other words, can a company offer two types of billing?
Oh, of course. I mean, currently we have a limited amount of companies that support this solution, right? And when they work with others, they still work in the old way that they used to work. So there is no problem working with this side by side. And we are trying to, of course, get this as wide use as possible. So this will become kind of a standard among companies trading specific assets.
Now, let me ask, looking at this a little bit different way, does this actually represent an opportunity? Is there an opportunity here to go out there and basically resell your service?
Yes, I mean, we do have some agreements like that in place, and we'll be happy to discuss this with other resellers that think that they understand the problem that we are trying to tackle, the solution, and they think that they do have direct connections with customers that are relevant. Absolutely, this is an opportunity. And we actually love that, because in some geographies and some industries, we have much less direct connection. So it's an excellent idea.
You know, Aaron, one of the markets that we report on that's kind of went very sleepy over the years and now all of a sudden is back to being a very important thing is the used equipment market. And it came back to life for several reasons. First, you know, it's become all of a sudden a place to reliably get equipment. And secondly, many of the companies in it are getting involved in the ITAD movement, which means that the equipment, it's a very safe place to dispose of equipment properly and environmentally correctly. So, but that market has been forever. It's a very old market. This has always been a problem of creating trust between parties, of creating secure and sure deals. And these guys have a certain vulnerability when they sell the equipment and they just let it go and to send someone. And if they haven't been paid, they're actually not out of service. They're out a piece of equipment that they paid for. They're out a big expensive asset in some cases. So can this be something that they could use?
Super interesting. I never thought about this market. You know, one of the things that is super exciting in our journey at ClearX is that as we see a lot of different B2B markets, we get to learn about the different nuances that every market has. And, you know, we've seen our technology fit to many different areas and verticals and sectors. Regarding this sector, I think it has some characteristics that sound very relevant. I mean, handling the payments and creating an escrow-like solution is something that can definitely utilize our technology. Also, the ability to list all the different products and to allow customers to go and buy from this decentralized marketplace, eventually getting, I don't know, from three different suppliers, their Cisco routers or their servers, and handling the payments and everything around this. This is possible. Traditionally, we used to do kind of electronically traded assets. So if you look at, you know, connectivity and other assets around compute, storage, they're all assets that are digitized by nature. And you don't have the issue around getting the actual server or the actual router and approving it. This is something we thought of, and we have solutions around this, but it wouldn't be the classic go-to-market that we think about. But as you mentioned, I think this is nice for all the listeners to see that how these problems happen in many different B2B marketplaces. And this is why our platform is not just made for a single use case or a single industry, but this is relevant for markets around the energy, sustainability, and many other different markets, transportation, and so on. So thank you for raising that, and I'll have my team look further into this use case in more details.
You know, Aaron, like I said, you know, it's obviously if they've been doing this for 30 years, they've been able to figure out something. And yet I think the challenge here, but and the great opportunity is going to be that, but here's something that may be even better than what you've been doing. Give it a try. You know,
okay.
I'd like our listeners to kind of think about that as opposed to, gee, here we have to reinvent everything. It sounds to me like this is very gentle. I can introduce it alongside what I have. I can give it a try if I like it. And mm-hmm. then it sounds like once you've seen how it works, you're really going to like it. You're really going to want to offer it more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope you know, some of the listeners will contact us with some ideas we never thought about of how to utilize our technology or just interested in joining one of the existing product lines.
You know, as we wrap up our podcast today, what are you working on? What's the big trend for you right now?
So we are seeing our data services product currently getting a lot of traction. I mean, we provide a marketplace solution for the ICT markets, and we allow implementation of automated inventory harmonization, the partnership settlement solution. And this is something that we see that how order times are being accelerated. And as we spoke about, improved win rates, you know, for RFPs, retention, better customer and user experience. And this helps supporting enterprises' needs by having this integrated. We see more and more of the big names in telecom space adding into this ecosystem. And we think this is something that every carrier should definitely look into and see how they can be part of the, you know, innovators and early adopters of this technology.
You know, Aaron, I'm just sort of curious as we wrap up our podcast, just as a sort of how this all works kind of thing. You know, who's seeing what to whom? It seems to me that, you know, when I was thinking about this, I wonder if those guys over at ClearX are seeing all this secret stuff.
That's an excellent question. I think this is one of the major reasons for companies using blockchain and our solution specifically. We design our solution in privacy and security as in mind. And the way that the technology works is that each party installs their own node, and we just provide the software, but we have zero access to the information. So all the information is being seen by the bilateral partners and nobody else. There is no centralized party like in the usual marketplace. And this is a big plus because you get all the efficiencies of a marketplace and all the automation of a standardized way to trade without compromising your privacy like you would do if you would give this data to a centralized marketplace. Also, we are a SOC 2 compliant company. We have cybersecurity experts, and we've passed all the tests by the biggest telcos in the world. So our system is super enterprise grade ready and super private.
Well, Aaron, this has been really interesting. As we've only touched the surface, there's so much to ask how the technology works and to get it, dive into the nitty gritty and so on. But I thought this is a good first step. I know our listeners have heard about blockchain before, but now we're hearing it on a much closer and more personal scale. So Aaron, where can we learn more about Clearx?
The best thing is to go to our website, clearx.io. You can understand there about the different product lines that we have. We also have a YouTube channel where you can see different interviews and different projects that we've done in together with the industry bodies like MEF and others. You can always contact us on LinkedIn, follow us on all the other social media, and get more information about blockchain, our progress, and the industry at large.
Aaron, again, I'm looking forward to doing another podcast like this in the future, learning more. But for now, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.